for purity of heart. I prayed unto thee with my whole heart. Psalm 119, verse 58. Prepared his heart in order to pray to thee. 2 Kings 7, chapter 27th verse. My prayer is pure. Job 16, chapter 17 verse. It is necessary to keep thy heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4, chapter 23rd verse. So that the thought of God should not be lost in any way, and that remembrance of his miracles is not defiled by vain imaginings, but carry the holy thought of God everywhere like an indelible seal imprinted in our souls through constant and pure remembrance. For in this manner do we acquire love for God, which inspires us to fulfill the Lord's commandments, and at the same time this love is fulfilled by them becoming uninterrupted and unwavering. St. Basil the Great. By nature we have an innate striving towards beauty. But what is more worthy of wonder than God's beauty? What desire of the heart is so vibrant and irresistible as the desire inspired by God in the soul which is purified from all bad things, which speaks of its true disposition? For I am sick with love, Song of Songs, 2nd chapter, 5th verse. By nature, we innately have love and are well disposed towards benefactors and are ready to carry out any labor to recompense for the benefaction done to us. But how can words depict God's gifts? They are so numerous in quantity that they exceed every number. So great and important are they in their qualities that it is sufficient to receive but one to oblige us to offer every gratitude to the giver. Out of depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Psalm 130, first verse. What does it mean, out of the depths? Not simply from the lips, not simply with the tongue, but words can pour forth even without meaning, but from the depths of the heart, which with great sincerity and zeal, from the very bottom of the soul. Such prayers have great power and strength. They do not scatter around about and do not waver, even though the devil might attack with a great boldness. But these prayers, which proceed from the lips only and from the tongue, but not originate from the depth of the soul, cannot even ascend towards God because of the lack of the participation of the heart. Whoever prays in such a matter, his lips emit a sound, but the heart is empty and the mind idle. Chrysostom. God does not require beauty of speech or skillful eloquence of words from the one who prays, but warmth of the soul and sincerity. If in such a state he utters before him that which is pleasing unto him, then he will depart from him having received all. One must not pray with the tongue only, but with the heart as well. That is, prayer should originate from the heart. For in prayer we announce to God our heartfelt desires, and therefore we must think in the mind and have it in the heart that desire which we express with the tongue and words. Otherwise, there will be no prayer, but only empty words. St. Tikhon of Zadonsk. This is a wondrous and marvelous. This is wondrous and marvelous, unattainable for those on high and inexpressible for those on earth. the one which no mind can attain, enters into the heart and dwells within it, the one hidden from the visionaries of fire is discovered in the heart. The earth cannot withstand his footsteps, but a pure heart carries him in itself. The sky is too small for his span, but the heart is his dwelling place. O created nature cannot contain him within its limits, but if the heart seeks, then even a small heart contains him. God chooses in man a place, small place for his habitation, and man becomes God's temple in which God dwells and sojourns. The soul is his temple, but the heart is the holy altar, table on which sacrifices of praise and doxology are offered. The mind is the priest who stands and performs sacred ministry there, Saint Ephrem the Syrian. Bodily labors without purity of the mind are the same as a barren woman or dried paps, for they cannot approach the knowledge of God. They tire the body, but take not concern to root out the passions in the mind, and therefore they reap nothing. Saint Isaac the Syrian. If you be pure, then the heavens will be within you, and within yourself you will see angels and their light, and together with them and in them the Master of Angels. How did our ascetic labors and fathers and teachers, laborers, fathers and teachers inflame the prayerful spirit within themselves, and how did they become grounded in prayer? The main thing which they sought was that the heart would burn perpetually towards the one Lord. God demands the heart, for within it lies the issue of life. Where the heart is, there is the consciousness, attention, and mind. There is the entire soul. When the heart is in God, then the entire soul is in God, and the person stands in ceaseless worship of him in spirit and truth. Bishop Pierpont. It is befitting to pray, save for those defiled by foul things. But what if I should fall into sin, you say? Cleanse yourself. How? Weep, groan, give alms. Make peace with whomever you have offended. Cleanse your tongue, and do not anger God any more, so that it not apply to you what the Lord said, even should you increase your prayer, I will not hearken unto you, Chrysostom. Whosoever wishes to approach God and receive that which he desires, that one must depart from sin, and with faith in Christ, the Son of God, reconcile with God. Fornication and all matter of impurity, theft, robbery, enmity, malice, love of money, extortion, slander, shameful talking, damning, drunkenness, lying, flattery, conniving, deception, and all other similar things lack the door to prayer as long as a person remains in them. May all those who wish to call upon the name of the Lord depart from all this. Saint Tikhon of Zadonsk. The one who wishes to pray truly must not only control his anger and lust, but also be a stranger to every matter of lustful thinking. Saint Nevis of Sinai. Repeating. The one who wishes to pray truly must not only control his anger and lust, but also be a stranger to every manner of lustful thinking. St. Nevis of Sinai. The one who is tied cannot run, but the mind, which is a slave to passion cannot come to the place of spiritual prayer, for it wallows and whirls about because of the passionate thoughts and cannot establish itself in one place steadfastly. From always preserving the heart, purity is born in it, in which the Lord is seen as assured by his eternal truth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5, chapters 8, verse, Saint Seraphim of Sarov. The vestments of your soul should shine with the whiteness of simplicity. There should be nothing complicated here. Here there should be no admixture of cunningly evil thoughts or feelings of vainglory, hypocrisy, paying the obsequiousness, high-mindedness, sensuality, these dark and pudrid stains, which do the entire garment of the soul of praying, which dot the entire garment of the soul of praying, Pharisees, Bishop Ignatius.